This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'd like to welcome you to the Provence Ensemble Land of Two Shades Interfaith Coexistence musical event sponsored by the University Chaplaincy, as well as Hilal, Lumi, Global Union, and civil community, local nonprofit. So we're going to get started a little bit, but I thought I'd try to give everybody a little bit of a background about kind of the tunes and the themes that you'll be hearing tonight. A lot of the tunes that they'll be singing comes from ancient themes that trace back to Andalusian Spain. And as many of you are aware, there was a period in Spain under the auspices of mostly Muslim rule, that there was a flourishing of the three faiths, namely Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So some of the greatest Jewish philosophers came out of Andalusia, and the Muslim philosophers as well, and also Christian philosophers, and some of the greatest music. So it was kind of that rare point in history where we had this confluence of different backgrounds, different languages, different religious perspectives, but in a manner that maybe wasn't 100% harmonious all the time, but to a great degree, actually produced a lot of the world's greatest literature and music and so forth. So they have a lot of influences on their music. You're going to hear a little flamenco, you're going to hear a little bit of Arabic, you're going to hear a little bit of even Celtic themes tonight, inshallah, God willing. Also, for Muslims, this is a very auspicious night because it's the commemoration of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad that Muslims revere as the final and last and revered Prophet of Islam. And these type of events, sometimes they're referred to as Mawlid, which simply means commemoration of a birthday. And you also find in traditional Muslim texts the idea of what we're going to do here tonight, sama' or audition, is referred to as religious experience. And you find in religious texts that there's chapters about how does one benefit from spiritual audition? How does one benefit from music, from words, and allow them to penetrate the heart, and penetrate the soul, so that they themselves can become enlivened, not just with the tunes and the rhythm, but also with the music itself and the meanings. And this is still practiced in the Muslim world today. Both the Jewish and Christian traditions also have forms of this. Buddhist tradition has forms of this. So, you know, I think we're living in uncertain and maybe difficult times in many ways. Last month, or maybe earlier this month, myself and Rabbi Steve Nathan, who's here tonight, and the University Chaplain, Dr. Lloyd Steppen, we came together to do a vigil with the Pittsburgh shooting, the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And we all spoke there, and there was quite a number of students who came out. And I had mentioned that night that it seems we keep coming together for these sorts of things, and it's only inevitable that somehow we come together once again to talk about tragedy and how to cope with it and get through it. And I'd like to see a world where people of different perspectives and backgrounds and languages and ethnicities and religions can come together to do something positive and come do something that will not only help them to cope with everyday life, but to move on to a plane, to a place where we're not just surviving, but we're thriving. And I think too many of us were just sort of trying to get by, as it were. You know, make it through the day, make it through the week, make it through the month. And as human beings, I think the world speaks to our intellects, to our minds, but I also think it speaks to our heart. And I think the shorter route, and the surer route, is the heart. And music has the ability to do that. It takes a direct line to the heart when it penetrates. It has the ability to bring people together. It has the ability for people to gloss over their differences and move on and think about the common humanity between them all. And so I'm hoping that these type of events, I'm very excited and proud that we got support from the organizations that I met. I have a lot of great thanks to Dr. Lloyd Stephan, the University Chaplain, and Rabbi Stephen Nathan, and also the coordinator of the Chaplain's Office, Terry Ball Nicholas, for helping us and putting on this event. And we have a myriad of volunteers also that came together. So hopefully this will be a memorable day. We won't just think about it while we're here, but it'll linger with us even for just a bit, at least through until Thanksgiving turkey dinner. And I think we would have done what we set out to do here. So without really further ado, I ask the Ferdos Ensemble to take a stage, and we'll get ready for some good listening, inshallah. Thank you.